Morning, everyone. Again. So now I'm heading to the fields and doing some site clearing today for the first time. Very exciting. So while I get there, it is quite a ride. I just wanted to record another voice memo, either to myself or I don't know if I'm gonna ever have like a podcast style, so something like that for the blog. So yesterday night I published the Ryofu cultivar post on the website for cultivars. Super nice. I've been trying to finish it for a long time, but I have some interesting writing projects going on, and also uni, and spring is coming, the birds are chirping, it's warm outside, the rice farmers are starting to do their job on their fields, we are starting to trim on the field, so we are getting also like quite busy. And now I am going very deep into the forest, beautiful field. I might be able to share some pictures online later, perhaps. But yeah, the road is insanely dirty. All the branches from winter, the trees are shedding a little bit, the branches. There is like a lot of like... dry leaves, a lot of like dry branches. This section of the forest also has like a lot of like stones falling from time to time, a lot of trees falling down from time to time. Maybe you can hear the Keitora just like going a very steep hill. One day I have to figure out a way to show you guys this on video, because living in a tea farm or working in a tea farm is, I'm so lucky. This is a unique thing for me. I'm so grateful. The scenery is amazing. Anyway, the post is online. You can enjoy it. Ryofu is a cultivar, it's a crossing from Horyoku, which has a very interesting history as well. So it derives more from Indian genetic material that was brought to Japan many years ago. And probably the only genetic material from India we will have for the foreseeable future around here, if we want to do some Asamika crossings or stuff. And then the Yabukita cultivar is the parent. I think it was the pollen component for... And then Yabukita, which was the pollen component for the Ryofu cultivar. Yeah, pretty cool. Nice tasting. I got a sample a while ago, so that's why I wanted to write about it. It surprised me. It was super clear. Was from somewhere in Kagoshima. So it has like a little bit of firing going on, but very gentle, very round kind of tea. You can harvest it a few days later than Yabukita. So it's not a late cultivar, it's more a medium late, which is great because then you don't have to stress while harvesting or anything like that. You can harvest your Yabukita and then go and harvest something like Ryofu, or Sayama Kaori is also on the same timing bucket or timing harvestable window as well. And that creates a more spread out production process. You can hear the Keitora like really going for it on the slope. So yeah, that's the update for now. Just arriving to the field now. Have to do some work. So maybe on the way down, or I will do like a 5-minute break later to drink some tea. Actually, my coworker just gave me some oolong tea he talked me into buy like a couple of years ago. It's delicious. So I'm really looking forward to enjoying this today on the tea field. I will talk to you guys later.